The U.S. International Trade Commission ruled there is reasonable indication that steel pipe makers in India, Korea, Taiwan, Vietnam, Thailand, Turkey, and the Ukraine are undercutting U.S. manufacturers with below-cost prices. This means the Commerce Department will go ahead with an investigation requested a month ago by American manufacturers, including Vallourec Star in Youngstown. Tom Conway, a national vice president of the United Steelworkers, said the union joined with manufacturers in asking for the investigation because making steel tube is what a great many of its members do.
The country and the steel industry has invested a lot of money recently in anticipation of a good market, and we shouldn't lose this market. So seeing the ITC step up and tell Commerce there is material injury now, not a future threat, is an important thing, and that all six commissioners were affirmative in this case is important, too.
A decision on whether to impose countervailing duties to offset subsidies that foreign manufacturers may get from their governments will come in September. A decision on more aggressive anti-dumping duties used when foreign companies are selling goods below the actual cost of production is likely in December. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Tim Rudell.